This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. On a spring day, a mild spring day, Ms. Mesquite and I were having coffee in our home near the banks of the Ojolote, and we were talking about, you know, getting away from our place, an excursion. We'd been talking about this all week. You know, we wanted to get out and maybe look for wildflowers because, hey, it's spring. And there's always something happening in spring. So maybe, you know, get out there and look at the flora and fauna. Who knows? It's spring and stuff is happening. So anyway, here it is, the day to go, and we hadn't decided our destination. And another mug of Joe. And finally, we decide a slow trip over to the Dos Cabezas Mountains, an easy-peasy wander to favorite stops and goes. Rocky slopes, sandy arroyos, Chihuahuan desert scrub, grassland, a touch of woodland. Oh yeah, let's go. An easy, familiar drive with chatting inspired by what's out the truck windows, a cottonwood in a wash with new leaves. Wow, new spring green leaves, said Ms. Mesquite. Oh yeah, what a color. And our minds clicked to new colors based on your region, your community. A big box of regional crayons, cottonwood, spring green, white thorn, seed pod red, brittlebush silver. We were out and about and inspired. At one point, we pulled over and my partner said, hey, check out the colors below that rocky cliff. Gold and blue, Mexican poppies and verbena, Mexican poppy gold, desert verbena blue. I'm talking a big old box of regional crayons. Listen, around the curve, on this dirt road, at the base of a steep rocky slope, chunks of limestone rocky, there were dozens of this small, sprawly, woody shrub called fairy duster. They were flowering, colorful splotches of pink, rose, red, white, all across that slope. That plant, Calliandra eriophylla, could have its own box of regional crayons, a box of Calliandra colors, please. What a marvelous native shrub. In the wild, like on that day, it was a low shrub, you know, not even a foot tall, 8-9 inches tall, but it can get like 3 feet wide. Probably it was that small because it was being browsed by deer on that slope, because Calliandra can get up to 3 feet, 2-3 feet tall. And the flowers, oh my goodness, sprays of stamen shooting out of the flowers as if plugged into a socket, electric Calliandra blooms. The genus Calliandra, from the Greek, Calli from the Greek for beautiful, and the second part, Andra, from the Greek meaning stamen. So Calliandra means beautiful stamen. Slow down, Petey. A bunch of pretty stamens, numerous stamens, right? By the way, you find that prefix, Calli, in a lot of names, scientific names, like what comes to mind is gamble quail or scale quail. Callipepla is the genus, beautiful robe. I mean, who can blame a botanist, a zoologist, an ornithologist, an entomologist for sticking Calli in the front of a name of flora and fauna? Okay. The specific epithet, eriophylla, woolly leaves, pubescent leaves, very cool pubescent leaves. And the bean pod that follows those electric flowers is pubescent as well. Oh, and that bean pod splits open and shoots seed across the slope, across the desert. What a wonderful woody shrub in the pea family, Fabaceae. It's found all across the borderlands below 5,000 feet. So from Douglas to Yuma and southward, of course. Unbelievable. Hey, this was a wonderful wander in the beautiful borderlands, right? The beautiful and colorful borderlands. Wow. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.